工作是有影响的。
Brothers, sisters, what we have been doing here will have impact.
希望我们在每一次的服事的时候，知道神的工作神的话不会落空。
May we remember every time when we evolve in the ministry that God's words will have power.
今天跟大家要分享的这一段的经文呢，其实已经是很短了，一节到第七节。
So today I'm going to share a very short Bible verses from 2 Timothy.
但是呢，我预备完了之后呢，你们可以看一下你们的这个bulletin 里面，它有它的 outline.
Yeah, you can take out your bulletin. There's an outline printed on the bulletin.
但是在我后来试着这个 go over 这些的这个讲到的内容的时候
，But when I was doing my rehearsal, I noticed，
我其实没有时间能够把它全部讲完。
I don't think I have enough time to finish all of the things。
今天最主要的focus 可能就只有在前面的这两节。
So I'll be trying to focus on the first two verses。
好，我们可以假想一个状况。
Let's assume a situation.
我们当中，在我们当中，现在是可能最资深的，大概就是Stephen.
So the people who probably sit among us, and who is the most experienced is Stephen.
在这个教会里面，他从在他的 youth group 的时候就在这个教会了。
He attended the church when he was actually at the age of a youth group.
有一天他这个到外地去，然后今天回到 Santa Barbara 这个地方来聚会。
Once he was just returned back to church from our trip.
他突然看到有一个人站在台上讲道。
Then he realized that someone is standing in the podium and preaching.
而这个人讲的道呢，是这个异端邪教。
And then he realized the people who is preaching seem to be spreading a heresy.
他心里面一定这个非常的焦急跟这个愤怒。
You can imagine how upset or even angry he must be.
在我们今天所看到的这个提摩太后书。
When we come to 2 Timothy,
我们就可以看到类似的情形。
You need to picture a similar situation in your mind.
其实在保罗在写提摩太前书的时候，
When Paul was writing 1 Timothy,
那个教会以弗所教会已经是在一个危机当中。
The church of Ephesus was actually in crisis.
那保罗在使徒行传第二十章的时候，在他跟以弗所教会长老分离的时候所跟提醒他们的话。
It was recorded in the book of Acts, where particularly in chapter 20, it describes that there's a really a conflict among the elders in the church and Paul.
那时候他说，你们当中会有这些假教师传异教的人出现。
So Paul really reminded that there will be false teachers among you that will do false teaching.
而这样子的事情竟然就真的发生了。
But it's indeed took place now.
但是因为保罗自己呢没有办法亲身到以弗所教会去处理这个问题。
But Paul was not able to go by himself to handle the situation.
所以我们在提摩太前书第三章十三节的地方，十四节的地方就看见他派了这个提摩太到以弗所教会，替他先来处理这个问题。
So then notice that from chapter 3 in 1 Timothy, where Timothy was sent by Paul actually to handle all of the problematic situation in the church of Ephesus.
提摩太的责任就是要到以弗所教会阻止这些假教师传异教。
So the assignment entrusted by Paul to Timothy is to go to the church of Ephesus to stop those false teaching.
那个是提摩太前书的时候的情形。
That is what First Timothy was about.
现在我们来到提摩太后书。
Now we come to Second Timothy.
你要假想这个，你要知道，你要能够感受到这封提摩太后书的这种的危急的状况，你要假想你自己是提摩太收到这封书信。
So probably the best way to come to a fuller understanding of the situation, you have to put yourself in Timothy's shoes to think about how serious the crisis is.
你要知道当时的人啊，这个啊，收到一封信，其实就已经是一件大事。
You have to remember the historical context that in that time, for anyone who received a letter, it really means something has occurred seriously.
他们那时候没有垃圾邮件。
In those days, there's really no trash mails.
你也没有朋友，他出去游玩的时候会给你寄这个风景明信片。
You will never receive letters or postcards from your friends when they were really go, trips.
因为当时写信使用的这个铺草纸并不便宜，不是一般人啊是能够用的。
The papers that used for writing letters in those days are very expensive.
而信件也需要有专门的人帮你送达到这个目的地。
And the letter need to be signed by special messengers.
很多人他一辈子都没收过一封信。
For many people who living in those days may have not received even a letter in their lifetime.
而在这时候，在提摩太碰到教会各样问题的时候，他收到了保罗写给他的一封信。
So now we see the situation when Timothy received a letter regarding the crisis in the church of Ephesus.
假如你就是提摩太，
If you were Timothy,
你从小的时候在家里面听你祖母、你的母亲教你旧约，你也学习那个犹太人的这个的旧约的经典。
So you were taughtby your grandmother and your mother about Old Testament.
当保罗传福音到了这个你的家乡的时候呢，你的祖母信主了，你的母亲信主了，而你也因为听信福音信主了。
When Paul came to your hometown and preaching the gospel, and to your grandmother, your mother, they became a Christian, and then you became a Christian afterhearing the gospel from Paul as well.
那个你从小听到的一个弥赛亚的盼望，今天保罗跑到你的家里面跟你讲，那个弥赛亚就是耶稣。
So you remember actually Paul was talking about the hopeful Messiah, and now you really turned it to a realization that Paul is suggesting that Messiah is Christ Jesus.
那个你们素来所盼望的弥赛亚，如今他死而且又复活了。
The Messiah that you have hoped for died and resurrected.
所以后来保罗再次来到家乡，叫他一起跟他走上宣教的道路的时候，
So now when Paul returned, came the second time to Timothy's hometown and asking him to go with him on a missionary trip.
是他就毅然决然地放弃了他原有的生活，跟随保罗前行。
And then he put everything behind him in his life and decide, make his decision to go with Paul.
而你记得当时在离开的时候，教会里面那些众长老按手在你的身上为你祷告的时候那个情景。
And then you probably remember deeply the very touching thing when many elders from that church laid their hands on you praying for your missionary.
那时候你心里是何等的激动。
So how excited could you be?
那时候的空气里面是充满了那种兴奋的一种的气氛。
So the excitement is a fill of the room in the atmosphere.
你心里面也是充满了那样子的激情，要去把这样子的福音传给这个世界。
And your heart is a fill of the zeal that you want to go to all of the world for spreading the gospel.
十多年跟随保罗在宣教的道路上，
and following Paul for many years on the missionary trip，
你也很多次的代表保罗到不同的教会做宣教和教导的工作。
You represent Paul for so many times to go to different churches to preach。
但是这一次在以弗所教会，你真的是觉得自己是力不能胜。
But this time.It arrives this moment where you feel you are powerless when you are trying to serve the Church of Ephesus.
实际上的情形 是自从你到了这个教会以后，情况不但没有变好，反而变得更糟。
In fact, the situation is not getting any better, but on the contrary, it's getting worse.
在提摩太前书的时候，保罗他希望不久之后还能够加入提摩太，在以弗所一起来处理以弗所教会的问题。
In 1 Timothy, Paul actually expressed his hope that in the future he would be possible to join Timothy on the ministry in the church of Ephesus.
但是在提摩太后书，我们看见保罗已经放弃这样子的想法。
But when it comes to the time for 2 Timothy, it seems that Paul has given up his hope.
在提摩太前书的时候，提摩太的任务是去阻止这些假教师传异教。
So the main task being given to Timothy by Paul in the first Timothy was to stop a false teaching.
但是在提摩太后书，根据保罗所听到的消息是，这些传异教的人，他们的话如同毒疮，是越烂越大。
But here, when it comes to the second Timothy, Paul's emphasis was on the false teaching in the church of Ephesus was really like gangrene. It become bigger and bigger.
在提摩太前书的时候，保罗叫提摩太留在以弗所，为的是处理教会的问题。
So in 1 Timothy, Paul asked Paul asked Timothy to stay in the church of Ephesus to try to help handle the situation there.
但是在提摩太后书的时候，
But at the time of 2 Timothy,
保罗已经劝提摩太在他真正能完成他的任务之前就离开那个教会。
Paul is really asking Timothy to think about leaving the church of Ephesus.Before he can find a solution.
假如你就是提摩太，
If you were Timothy,
你心里面是作何的感想呢？
How would you feel about this?
你是不是会觉得失望、不安、气馁？
Would the feeling of disappointment, dismay, come to your heart?
然后你晚上睡不着，
You probably吃不下。You have so many sleepless nights, and you have no appetite for any food during the day.
你心里面是不是会产生许多的怀疑？
You will have many doubts in your heart.
怀疑自己的能力。
You become doubtful about your capacity.
怀疑自己的呼召。
You even become suspicious about your calling.
甚至怀疑自己的信仰。
Even you become doubtful to your faith.
也许你心里面有这样子一个小小的念头闪过。
Even it's just a flash of that thought.
你想十几年传道也够了吧？
You think about that, my ministry of sermon or preaching for more than 10 years, is that enough?
如果保罗这一次真的殉道离世，也许我就该回去耕田去了。
So if Paul indeed becomes a martyr,after you know this, then probably my next move will be go back home and farming.
就在这个时候，你收到了从保罗来的这封信。
Just at this critical moment, he received this letter from Paul.
我们一起来看第一节和第二节。
Let's look at the first two verses.
我们一起，如对不起，请大家翻到圣经第一节、第二节。
So I would invite you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 1 and 2.
我们一起来读第一节跟第二节。
Let's read the first two verses together.
请奉神旨意照着在基督耶稣生命里的应许做基督耶稣使徒的保罗写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太愿恩惠怜悯平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
Shall we read in English?
No, that's fine. Yeah. 那在保罗在这个提摩太后书的开头，
So in the beginning of 2 Timothy,
他用了一个平常他惯用的格式。
Paul again uses something he typically do.
但是是一个比较简短的问安的格式。
It's a greeting in a very short form.
保罗在这个地方他说他是这个耶稣基督的使徒。
Paul suggests here in the beginning of 2 Timothy that he is apostle of Christ Jesus.
中文稍微这个在词句的顺序上跟原文稍微不太一样。
The sequence of Chinese translation is quite different from the English text.
原来the Greek text, 在原来的这个文字里面，它是讲到保罗他是使徒。
Yeah, it's different from a Greek text. So in the original Greek, it first talks about Paul as an apostle.
接下来他用了两个这个片语来修饰这个保罗的这个使徒身份。
Then he used two short phrases to describe his identity.
第一个介系词的片语就是奉神旨意。
So the first is about by the will of God.
第二个片语就是照着在基督里生命的应许。
The second is according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus.
奉神旨意表示他这个使徒的身份不是因为别人给他的。
So by the will of God really talks about his identity is not given by anybody else but God.
也不是他在成长的过程当中凑巧碰到的一个工作的机会。
It's also not something that he acquired during his growing up experience.
而由这个呼召，上帝给他的这个呼召而来的，就是他福音的权柄。
He received this identity, which is authority for gospel, received by God's calling.
这个是他的权柄，也是他信仰的一个确据。
So this is not only authority given by God, it is also a foundation of his faith.
然后他接下来说是照着在基督里生命的应许。
And next, it talks about according to the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus.
虽然在这个生命的应许这个片语当中没有讲到这个生命是什么样的一个生命。
So even in the phrase, the promise of life does not really entail what exactly the life is about.
但是如果你有机会去看，或者是以后去看提多书第一章的第一节到第三节这一段的平行的经文的话，
If you have time in the future to study the book of Titus, and particularly look into a parallel format in the first chapter of Titus.
或者是你可以看提摩太前书第四章的第八节也可以。
Or you look chapter 4 verses 8 from 1 Timothy.
你可以知道他这里讲的这个基督里的这个生命就是指的是我们所说的永恒的生命。
So you will have a good understanding of what the promise of life means. It means an eternal life.
而第四章的第八节也提醒我们，这个永恒的生命不但是将来的一件事情。
And in the 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, really reminds us about this eternal life is not only about the future.
它也是我们今生就开始的一件事情。
But also about the present life.
保罗接下来说，这封信是写给提摩太他所亲爱的儿子。
So Paul, mentioned the next that this letter is written to his dear son Timothy.
这句话我觉得今天需要特别的跟大家解释。
I really want to spend some time on this verse today.
我们这个时代已经有，我觉得有一个倾向。
I have come to some realization for the current time that there's a trend like this.
在我们这个时代试着读这段经文的时候，读到亲爱的关于父亲跟儿子关系的时候。
In our time, when we come to read anything mentioning the relationship between father and son,
我们容易用我们这个时代人的父子关系来套用在那个时代人的背景里面。
It occurs to me that we used to use the pattern of relationship before father and son in this time and apply it rigidly to in that time.
其实在第一世纪的那个时代里面，
Actually in the first century,
当我们讲到父子之间有任何亲密的这种的关系的时候，
when the very close relationship about father and son was described at that time,
特别是像保罗和提摩太这种的关系，
particularly like the relationship between Paul and Timothy,
他是在描述一种类似师父跟徒弟或者是父亲跟儿子之间的一种的亲密的关系。
So itdepicts that a very close relationship between father and son, just like a master and his apprentice.
而这种关系不是非常浪漫的、非常感性的一种关系。
It's not a very romantic or sense kind of a more affective relationship.
它其中包含了一个强烈的一种责任在当中。
It really embraces a strong sense of responsibility in a relationship.
让我们看一些在圣经里面的例子，也许你们可以了解这种师徒之间或者是父子之间衣钵相传的关系。
So we can look into a few examples recorded in the scripture about such a relationship.
比方说摩西和约书亚。
For instance, the relationship between Moses and Joshua.
所以在生命记里面，你就会看见他说摩西怎么样按手在约书亚的头上。
So it's you recall the scene recorded in Deuteronomy where Moses laid his hand on the head of Joshua.
而神那个智慧的灵就临到了约书亚。
And then the spirit of wisdom come into Joshua.
从那个以后，以色列人就不再是跟从摩西，而是跟从约书亚。
Thereafter, the Israelis would not follow Moses anymore, but following Joshua.
或者我们看另外一个故事，是以利亚跟以利沙的故事。
Then another story about Elijah and Elisha.
Elisha.
Elisa, I'm sorry if not pronounced it. Yeah.
那这个当这个以利亚这个被接升天的时候
，When Elijah ascended,
这个以利沙他就说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的这个。”
Then the Elisha exclaimed, "My father, my father."
然后他就接下了这个 literally 拿了。这个以利亚的衣服穿上。
Then literally, he took the clothes of Elijah and put it on.
在新约当中有另外一个更引人注目的例子。
In the New Testament, there's another very interesting story.
就是圣父和圣子之间的关系。
The relationship between Holy Father and Holy Son.
所以我们这一阵子有机会看路加福音。
Recently, we have been studying the book of Luke.
在路加福音里面有一个很重要的、很特别的一段话，就是耶稣年幼的时候在圣殿里面，他的父母找不到他。
It recorded that when Jesus was in his childhood, he went to the temple and his parents could not find him.
当他的父母找到他的时候，耶稣的说法是说，你岂不知我当以我父的事为念？
When Jesus' parents found him, and he said something that, wouldn't you remember that I'm doing things in the way of God?
在福音书里面，我们同时也看到那个浪子的比喻。
In the book of Gospel, we also remember that parable about the prodigal son.
有很多人说那个大儿子其实是浪子故事里面的另外一个浪子。
So many commentary suggest that actually the elder son It's another prodigal son.
因为他不明白他父亲为了一个小儿子回来时候那种欢喜的欢欣的那种的心意。
Because the elder son does not understand the feeling and heart of his father when the father sees the younger son return home.
更直接的说法是在耶稣自己在约翰福音里面所说的。
And there's another recording in the Gospel of John.
14:31他就会说要叫世人知道我爱父并且父怎么样吩咐我我就怎样行。
It's chapter 14:31.
Yeah. Just paraphrasing. Sorry,
but it's okay. Just paraphrasing. Yeah, but
在他说，要叫世人知道我爱父，指的耶稣基督爱父亲。
But the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me.
同样的，在约翰福音的第12:49-50那样子，他这样子说。
Also in the Gospel of John, chapter 49-50,
他说：“因为我没有凭自己凭着自己讲。”唯有差我来的父已经给了我的命令叫我说什么讲什么我也知道他的命令就是永生故此我所讲的话正是照着父对我所说的
For I did not speak of my own accord but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and what to say I know that his command leads to eternal life so whatever I say is just what the Father has told me to say.
所以在这种的文化当中，所谓的父子的亲密的关系。
So in such a culture, the relationship, the close relationship between father and son,
主要是表现在一个儿子明白父亲的心意或者是心愿。
It's represented in a sense that the son understands the heart or the willingness of the father.
而这个儿子愿意顺从。来完成父亲的心愿。
And what the right thing the son is needs to do is to the follow the heart of father and obey it.
所以保罗在这个地方给提摩太的一个提醒，就是他的责任要继续保罗他未完成的使命。
So really, what Paul has entrusted Timothy to do.Is to carry on the mission Paul has not accomplished.
正如在腓立比书第2:22的地方，他这样子来描述他的儿子提摩太。
It's just like what has been described in the book of Philippians, chapter 2:22.
2:22，他是这样子说的。
So it says on chapter 2:22.In the book of Philippians.
他说但你们知道提摩太的名正他兴旺福音与我同劳待我像儿子待父亲一样。
But you know that Timothy has approved himself because as a son with his father he has served with me in the work of the gospel.
待我像儿子待父亲一样他具体的表现是他兴旺福音与我同劳。
As a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel.
这里所强调的是那个子女的责任和关系。
So it really emphasizes about both the relationship and the responsibility.
所以这一节也开始了保罗后来一连串对提摩太教导的一个基础。
So this becomes the foundation of Paul's teaching.In the future, in the later time, to Timothy.
所以我今天主要的这一段的话是要告诉大家。
So by citing a few Bible verses, I'm trying to tell you.
我们都被称为神的儿女。
We are all called God's children.
我们的责任就是要能够注意关注上帝的计划。
Our responsibility is to pay attention to God's plan.
因为这是他的心意。
Because this is His will.
我们的责任是要调整我们的人生来和上帝的计划合而为一。
Our task is to adjust our plan to align with God's plan.
我知道这不是一件容易的事情。
I know this is easy to say, hard to do.
特别是对我们当中年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Particularly for those young brothers and sisters who are sitting among us.
因为你们现在有很多的事情都在起步当中。
Because you're busy for fulfilling so much things because you are really about beginning many things.
你刚开始一个新的学校。
You just probably just got start your study in a new school.
你工作刚刚进到刚刚被升迁到一个新的职位上。
You have just promoted to a new position.
你刚刚开始一个这个恋爱。
You just started our relationship.
刚刚成家，刚刚有了小孩。
You probably have just married or just have your first child.
有很多的事情你放不下来。
There are so many things that you can't easily put it down.
你不太能够想到上帝的计划。
It's hard for you to really think about deeply about God's plan.
所以我今天就是要让你觉得非常的有罪恶感。
So I'm just kind of trying to make you feel guilty about yourself.
不过没有关系，让我告诉你两件事情，也许我们可以一起来学习。
But doesn't matter. I'm going to remind you two things we can study, learn together.
第一件事情
，The first thing is that
就是要学习放下我们儿时的玩具
，to let go the toys we used to play in your childhood.
我这样下面讲这个故事，跟我对于美国第二修正案的这个立场没有关系。
So what the story I'm going to share has nothing to do with the Second Amendment.
我从小就喜欢枪。
I like to play with gun toys since I was very little.
在我还没有钱买玩具枪的之前呢
？Before even had any money to buy a gun toy.
我们自己做枪。
I made the gun myself.
那个枪是长得像这样子。
So the picture that I
我花了很多时间在网上才找到这个。
So it took me quite a while to find a picture of this.
这个是用来射这个橡皮的，橡皮筋的。
So this is a man-made gun to shoot the rubber band.
如果做得好的呢，是像下一张。
If someone made a good one, it looks like this picture.
是连发的。
So it can shot in a row.
所以那个时候人家告诉我说。
So somebody told me at that time.
如果有一天你被这个人家抓了当人质的时候，你只要这个人家拿这个跟你吃饭的时候，你有这个筷子，你就可以这个做个枪，这个杀出重围。
So if someday you were to be kept hostage, and you actually only need our chopsticks to make a gun like this and to escape.
实际上，这个007的那个标准的这个配备啊。
Yeah. So this is like the standard equipment used by James Bond.
如果你仔细靠近一点看，而且从侧面看的话
，If you take a closer look and particularly from the side of you，
那个007的手枪其实就是这样子。
So the gun used by James Bond is really like this。
后来我这个长大以后开始有了零用钱。
So I've kind of get like I saved more money as I grew up。
我可以买下面这把枪。
So I was able to buy a toy gun like this.
每一年我都买。
So every year I would buy a toy gun like this.
你把那个炮卷卷到里面，然后可以每扣一下呢，它就响一声。
Yeah, it's you put that into it as every time when you shoot, it just make a very loud sound.
可是为什么我每一年都买呢
？But why I bought it every year?
因为用不到十天， 那个枪那个装炮弹那个东西就会弹起来再也扣不回去。
Yeah, because, you know, after probably 10 days of playing, I use up all of the bullets.
后来这个再多一点钱的时候很神奇可以买一个这个装枪的这个皮带。
Yeah, so when I had more money, then I'm trying to buy a belt that I can put more bullets in there.
那个皮带上是有像那个塑胶的子弹在上面，像刚才翻译的所说的。
Yeah, it's kind of like this special rubber bullets on the belt.
但是三十年啊过去。
30 years later.
哦，不止哦。
More than 30 years.
啊，不过起码我要说的是说，我最后一次真正用枪实弹射击是三十年前的事情。
But the real gun I used to shoot is actually what happened about 30 years ago.
不是因为我那这三十年来对枪没有兴趣。
It doesn't mean that I have lost my interest on guns.
每次我儿子在玩这个 Counter Strike 的时候，我都要去看一看他买了什么枪。
Yeah, every time when my son was playing Counter Strike, I have to kind of was curious.About finding out what kind of gun he had purchased.
但是这三十年当中，上帝给了我一些不同的玩具。
Over the last 30 years, God has given me some different types of toys.
我来到美国以后，神给我一个学习在生命成长的这样子的机会。
God has given me an opportunity to learn how to grow.
它比那些枪更好玩。更持久。
So those opportunities, those experiences are even more exciting and lasting than the toy gun I used to play with.
所以我不但没有时间，也就慢慢的失去了去玩枪的这个兴趣。
As I realize, I have fewer and fewer time to spend on toy gun, and I lost my interest on it.
我知道，在我们人生起步的时候，我们有许多的东西占据着我们的心灵。
I understand that so many things can occupy your mind as you are still young in your life.
但是那些东西就像我们小时候玩的玩具一样。
But those things are very much like the toy you used to play during your childhood.
没有什么不好。
Well, it by itself is not anything bad.
但是那些东西。不会是你长大以后想要玩的东西。
But those are not the things you want to keep interest on as you mature.
你要求上帝让你的生命成长，这些东西自然，这些小孩子玩的东西自然就成你在你的生命当中就褪色了。
As you ask God to make you more mature, you realize you are able to let go those toys you played in your childhood.
好吧，我们就不讲第二个学习了。
So, given because of time, I'm going to not sharing the second lessons we should learn.
让我做这样子的结论。
Let me conclude in this way.
下一个。OK. 在我们人生当中，这个灵命成长的一个特征。
Spiritual growth.In our life is like,
就是当我们的生命在被这种艰难的环境、那种的火焰一般的这个试炼烧过之后
，It's like after the tough times burn away,
我们才会知道生命当中有些什么东西它有永恒的价值。
So we can come to realize what is important and has eternal value in our life.
今天经文的第一节提醒我们
Today we are reminded by the first verse
在基督耶稣里有那个永恒的生命的应许
We have this promise of eternal life in Christ Jesus
到了末世审判的时候来临的时候
When the final judgment arrives
你那个童年的玩具枪不能够拯救你
Your toy gun cannot save you
而人生的日子并不长
And you need to understand that our life on earth is short
让我们 能够活出一个有永恒价值的生命。
Try to make it a calm so we can live a meaningful life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们当中许多的弟兄姐妹心里面真心的愿意在真道上长进。
Heavenly Father, I know that so many brothers and sisters have this willingness to grow spiritually by knowing more and more about your words.
但这世上有许多的荆棘。
Well, there are so many trials and tribulations in this world.
我们的心思有时候被这个世界所捆绑。
Our hearts or minds sometimes are bonded.By the things in this world.
耶稣基督，求我们能够学习像你。
Jesus Christ remind us to learn from you. To learn to like to be you. To be like you.
能够以父神的心意为念。
So we think we have the heart like following the will of God.
调整我们的人生。
So we can adjust our life plan.
专心的跟随。
So wholeheartedly follow you.
愿你让我们的生命在末世的时候蒙你自己的眷顾。
May our life be blessed by you in this final times.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.